Inspectors have described Norfolk's flagship hospital as unsafe and badly led in a report accusing it of having a bullying culture. The Care Quality Commission found an obvious deterioration in services at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which has now been rated inadequate and put in special measures. It was given the lowest rating in both safety and being well led, though its hard-working staff saw it told it was good in the caring category. Inspectors noted a list of concerns, including delays in admitting patients and a policy of placing them on trolleys while they waited. Chief Executive Mark Davies moved to reassure parents that the hospital was safe.
A man was rushed to hospital with a severe head injury, having been attacked by a group of men and a woman in Norwich. The victim, in his 30s, was at the Morrison's Valet Service in Riverside Retail Park when three men and a woman attacked him. They kicked, punched and hit the man with a broom handle, leaving him with a suspected fractured skull. The woman, in her 40s, was arrested on suspicion of assault.
Thousands of pounds are hoped to be raised for dementia nurses through dismantling a sculpture made of wire and crocheted forget-me-not flowers. A dedicated team of volunteers helped to take apart their own creation in the name of dementia specialist Admiral Nurses in Wyndham Library. The wire sculpture, depicting a pair of hands designed for free by artist Subi Du, was until May the 25th covered in 18,000 forget-me-nots, symbolising every person known to have dementia in Norfolk. Each flower was lovingly crocheted by volunteers across Norfolk before being attached to the sculpture by members of the Wyndham Dementia Support Group and Slow Theatre. It was then toured around the county, including Norwich Station, to raise awareness of dementia. Now the sculpture is taking on a new purpose. All 18,000 flowers are to be sold individually at £1 each, and when the money is raised, will go towards buying a new Admiral Nurse for Norfolk. Admiral Nurses are the equivalent of the better-known Macmillan Nurses, but for dementia sufferers and their families. There are currently 7 nurses in central Norfolk and 2 in south Norfolk. But Diane Fernie of Wyndham Dementia Support Group said that she wants there to be 60 in the county eventually. The support group is most known for its Pabulum Cafe sessions for people with dementia and their carers.
An 80-year-old man has spoken of how he was left shaken after being assaulted on a Norwich bus. The former businessman, who wants to remain anonymous for fear of his safety, said, "I catch the number 26 regularly. The driver pulled up to some 40 yards from the designated stop and we exchanged some churlish words with me, telling him to mind his manners. There were only 2 passengers on the lower deck, a woman in the aisle seat adjacent to mine and a large man further back. At the next stop, the man moved to the front of the bus as if to alight. He did not get off, but instead turned back and after exchanging some words with the driver, advanced upon me. The victim continued, towering over me, the man began repeatedly poking me in the chest and accused me of being rude to the driver, whom he claimed he knew. He rounded his attack off by shouting obscenities in my face and then grabbed my glasses from my face. The victim, who is a grandfather of 8, continued, "I just kept saying, 'How dare you? This is an assault.' I was shocked as opposed to frightened, and I knew I couldn't let him intimidate me." Throughout the assault, the victim claims the driver did not intervene. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Eastern County, said, "If an incident occurs whereby customers are having a disagreement, our drivers are advised not to intervene unless there is a danger of the situation getting out of hand, and in some cases will seek assistance from the police. We have a duty of care to protect our drivers and customers. We will always take whatever action necessary to ensure their safety at all times." The victim, a Norwich resident, continued, "I've asked for the footage, but I haven't been allowed to view it. I've also written to First Bus multiple times, asking for a personal apology from the driver. They've said the driver has been disciplined and they're dealing with my complaint, but I don't want the driver to lose his job.
Norfolk Establishers Broad's beat team will again play a vital role in making sure that people stay safe on the waterways this summer. At the team's annual launch, Inspector Rob Wicks said Broad's beat had proved to be a successful partnership initiative, which continued to receive strong support from a range of dedicated sponsors. This year marks the 23rd season for the team, patrolling 125 miles of navigable water during the high season from April to October. The patrols aim to offer high-visibility policing, reassurance and on-the-spot assistance to both local people and visitors to the county, as well as dealing with a variety of antisocial and criminal activities, and assisting the Broads Authority in enforcing local bylaws. Officers can be contacted to help in a range of incidents, including missing people, potential drowning, searches, football matches, firearm deployments, antisocial behaviour and crimes. They are also available to offer crime prevention advice and attend many boat jumbles, regattas, races and marine-related festivals.
A group of travellers have been told they must leave a park and ride site in Norwich. Norfolk County Council, NCC, was given permission by a court to evict travellers who had moved onto Cossey Park and Ride. John Cross from NCC told the bench that when he met the travellers, there was no hostility between us when we first met them on the site, and the group were well aware there would be a hearing. NCC was granted an order to evict the group, along with their vehicles, after the bench was satisfied with the written and photographic evidence. However, Norfolk Police commented that instead of attending the court hearing, the travellers had moved on from the site.
Our second feature, again written by Derek James and read by Sarah Lusher, tells the tale of a Lancashire lad who fell deeply in love with Norfolk.